The state's largest teachers union is urging tough scrutiny on a change of status for the electronic classroom of tomorrow. The union says it's up to the education department to make sure the state isn't duped by the online charter school. The Ohio Education Association sent a letter to the state asking it to make sure that ECOT meets all requirements before allowing it to become a dropout recovery school. That means the majority of ECOT students must be at least 16 years old, and the majority must be one grade level behind. The status change would hold ECOT to a lower standard, likely resulting in better state report cards. The OEA says verification is important, and it's not enough to take ECOT at its word. The state has found that ECOT has inflated student participation numbers in the past. The Education Department is still reviewing OEA's letter. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.